So we're out here in the streets lifting up the shed blood of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. He came into the world to seek and save the lost, to shed his blood, to call men everywhere to repentance. Have you repented of your sins? Are you seeking Christ in spirit and truth? Crying out for the Holy Spirit to be born again by the Spirit of God. When you're born again, you study the scriptures, you test all things, you see the sin of the culture, you see the sin of churchianity, and you flee all unrighteousness and you live for the kingdom of God. Following the word, Jesus, the word made flesh, says in Hebrews 5:9, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him, not those that say, I got it, not those that go to Sunday church and live in like the world, not those that arrogantly trample the blood of Jesus. You must be humble and committed and submitted to the word of God by the shed blood of Jesus, by his death, burial, and resurrection. Broken and contrite, humility and repentance to seek him, to cry out, and God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. And if you're willing to obey God, Acts 5, he gives the Spirit to those who obey him. The fruit of the Spirit at work in you is goodness, truth, righteousness, love, peace, joy. And you will endure in a saving faith till the end. That's the gospel we proclaim in the streets. That's the gospel seekers hear and come to. That's the gospel true people of God desire. But most all people are of the world of churchianity. I got it. I got my own Jesus. I raised my hand. I said a prayer. I go to church on Sunday. I have my own belief system. None of that will save you on Judgment Day. Turn and repent. Don't forsake this glorious Savior. Be made new, be washed, be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb.